أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we began the discussion of these two qasams, these two oaths that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes. One was the oath of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, and the second was the oath of Nafsul Lawwama. Nafsul Lawwama, we discussed, was the soul, was the conscience of a person that reproaches a person, either when we do wrong, it reproaches us, sometimes we delay in doing right, then also there's a reproach, and sometimes when we do right, then there is a reproach that we could have done more. Now we spoke about the different stages of the soul, the different stages of the nafs. One we said was nafse ammara, that is when one does not cultivate his inner self, he does not spiritually train his inner self, and then that from inner, his conscious, his nafs begins to coax him and encourage him to go against the grains of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there is personal gratification that goes on, that a person becomes also very selfish in his pursuits. It is all about him, it is about no one else, and least of all, it is not about the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But when that spiritual exercise begins, the spiritual training, the spiritual discipline that takes place, then that slowly cultivates into nafsul lawwama, that now that nafs, that desires of that person, the soul of that person, that conscience of that person becomes such that now there is a reproach. And the spiritual training goes on, and when that goes on, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the third kind of nafs, the third kind of soul, and that is nafs mutmainna, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also describes in the Quran Sharif. Nafs mutmainna is that soul that is now in a state of equilibrium, it is in a state of comfort, it is in a state of peace and tranquility. And again, this is acquired by spiritual training, by spiritual discipline, fulfilling the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There needs to be a great deal of fortitude. There needs to be a great deal of discipline and determination in our 24-hour daily activity, that we need to train ourselves to be in conformity to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. One of the ways of acquisition is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now on few occasions we discussed this aspect of the dhikr of Allah. One is the dhikr of the tongue, one is the dhikr of the heart, and one is the dhikr of the limbs of our bodies, that our the limbs and we ourselves are in the total obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When that state is acquired, nafs mutmainna, then look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes this very noble state, noble quality that a person comes to. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Return to your Rabb. Now that person returns who was in that original abode. So it was these people that have come to the stage that in this dunya they were always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always sought the pleasure of Allah. They were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even whilst they were in this world, so to say, their hearts were with Allah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, come back. Come back to me. In other words, now you will come with soul and body, and you come back to me with two qualities, radiya and mardiya. One is this, that you in this world, you were always happy with whatever decree I decreed upon you. One of those decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined for us, which we will call taqdeer. Whatever our taqdeer is, these people were always happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What in the terminology of the ulama, they have spoken about rada bi qada illah, to be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many of the ulama of tasawwuf have stated that to have this quality of rada, this quality of being happy with the decree of Allah, in many instances is even more foremost than that of ikhlas and sincerity. A person can have ikhlas and sincerity, but if we are not happy with what Allah Ta'ala has put in our taqdeer, then obviously we disagreeing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision with regards to us. So this is the one aspect that we need to bring into our lives, to come to that stage of that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for us. Number two, to be happy with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are in total tranquility and peace with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment be. That in particular times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different commandments, and we fulfill these commandments of Allah. It is not about us, it is not about our own desires, but it is about the desires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, then we say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. They were pleased with Allah, and they were pleased with Allah in the most adverse of conditions. Their bellies were empty for many days. They were lacking the means for months on end. Sahaba went through all those difficulties. They went through all those tortures. They went through all those sacrifices. But they were happy with the decree of Allah, that my Allah is happy with me in this state. And that is why Sahaba had reached that stage that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them. So this is the important thing, radiya, that we be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mardiya, and obviously then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. When we are pleased with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that this is how close we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Then enter my servants. In other words, amongst my servants, come with them and you will enter my jannat. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's jannat. When one Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I recited this ayah of the Quran Sharif. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting there. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala was sitting there. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commented and he said, oh Abu Bakr, this will be recited at the time when you leave this world. That is where Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had reached. Then also we find a narration that when Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away in Taif, his qabr is there in Taif, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ghusl was made. We know the famous incident that a bird kind of object went between his kafan, and then those that went down into the qabr to bury him, to put him down, they say, we heard from the walls of the qabr, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. So here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Allah takes this qasam of that soul, of that nafs, of that conscience that reproaches a person, to show us that this is a station between two stations. One station is one of heedlessness, one of carelessness, where a person will follow his own dictates, and the other is that of following the commandments of Allah, being happy with the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And on the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is addressing and dealing with those that had denied the day of Qiyamah, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam, and Allah ta'ala shows us that, oh insan, there is never an end for you to get close to me. You can go get as close as you want to, provided you practice those spiritual disciplines, provided you discipline yourself and you go through these spiritual exercises of restraining yourself from all those things that I have made forbidden upon you, and then you will get closer and closer, and those doors between you and I will open. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.